We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to 26 degrees. It's Miami Hurricanes Bob Shop Talk. You got Larry, man. We back. We done shook a little bit of the post-championship L Blues off. You know, it wasn't too bad. I think everybody handled it like champions. You know, there's still a little chit-chat about that throw. You know, that throw still sting. You know, you hear he wasn't supposed to throw it and so on and so forth. But, you know, it is what it is. I actually, right before, not too long before we got on, I saw somebody post something about they thought Miami was like a year early. And I agreed, actually. And even by Mario's plan, we're like a year early. His idea was championship roster by year five. So, you know, it's on the right trajectory. Look at that word. I think we keep going up. But in the meantime, between time, man, we just going to go over a couple little things going on. You know, football don't ever really stop. Season's over. But, man, the second season was over. The coaches on the road. And, you know, you got transfer portal, so on and so forth. So we're going to get in a little bit of that. And schedule drop about an hour ago. So we're going to run through the schedule and whatnot, too. All right. It's me, Larry, and of course, no turnpike Measy. You got this shoveling snow. Shout out to everybody that's shut in with this snow shit, man. I'm calling in from beautiful Florida. Not a drop. not one flake. We got X here, man, the real field generals in the building. Say what up.
Yo, what's good? We back.
How the snow look, X?
Man, I don't even know what snow look like, man.
Seen it on TV once.
Yeah, we in sunny South Florida, man. That thing feel good outside. I don't know what. Man, sorry for y'all boys who in the snow, man. You know, they always say, I live where y'all vacation, so.
Used to be called Paradise Camp.
Yeah.
And Mario, like, he had to shake that one. I get it.
Yeah, we had to shake that one off, man, because it was too much bad energy with that. So, but yeah, man, we back. We're going to talk about a few things. And we got, you know, Chef D-Rob, International Chef D-Rob.
Chill, what's good? What's good? Unfortunately, we shut down again. Yes, for another day. It's snow everywhere, at least like 6 inches of snow. It kind of like tried to warm up and then it iced over. So basically it's like icy roads right now. So they already shut us down again for tomorrow. So yeah, no work, no school. Yeah, no work, no school, no nothing for a whole nother day. So, you know, I'm just rolling with it, man. Like I enjoy it because I get to be at the crib just chilling, whatever, you know, but you know. It is what it is, man. Like I said, like even with all of the championship game, man, as I can see, usually after we lose a game, you know, it's like a whole bunch of just negativity and people just going off on each other and all that. I think a lot of people understood, man. It was a very successful season, man. And it wasn't the expectation for us to get that far, you know what I'm saying, to even do that. You know, I think, like I said, a lot of people, I think, would have been happy with just the Texas A&M win. And if they lost Ohio State, they probably been disappointed. Yeah, but I think they'd have been like, hey, we weren't even supposed to do that. But I think with us doing what we did, man, it's like you can't like, I have no complaints. I ain't hurting no more, no nothing, man. I'm just happy how the season went. And now I'm super excited about next year, man. I'm super excited.
No doubt. And we got Chef Maul here as well, our secondary chef. He's sous chef now. you know, the kitchen guy kicked in, took over his trap. Maul here with us, man.
What's good, y'all? I'm dealing with these Georgia folks, man, who are like trolling, talking about it ain't no snow. It ain't no snow. I'm like, ain't nobody said it was going to snow. They said ice storm, ice. Outside my house, my car is filled with ice. My grass is filled with ice. Like, I'm literally chopping zones. Like, nah, the reports were accurate. But, yeah, man, like, it was a fun ride, man. Like, I've never had so much fun watching my team play that I can recall. Where it was just – it was a fun ride. Like, we almost, you know, we almost won it, but it was like you said, a fun ride and a year ahead of schedule. So, you know, I enjoyed it. If you mad, you're just a miserable human being.
Real talk. I had all my Miami gear on. Well, not all of it, obviously, but some of it just happened to pull out today. And I ran into a dude, and he was a Gator fan. And he said, "You out with that stuff on?" I said, "Man, I ain't even supposed to be talking to you." I was like, "I'm telling you, man, I get in trouble. And my people even saw me talking to you, I'd be in trouble right now, man. I know you ain't. Come on, bro." I said, "Come on, man. Get on up there, man. Go get to work with Summerall and see what he got for you. That boy out there taking logos. Oh, you sound like trouble to me, baby." I tapped that bro on the shoulder. I never met dude damn all like, hit me up at grocery store. I pat him on the shoulder. I said, "Man, you got problems, man. Come on, it's time to feel my joy." I said, "What I'm be shame for? Shame? No, you the Gators fan, my boy."
Yeah.
I see it on the timeline too. "Hey, man, y'all start practicing that, man. Quit talking to the people. What you want to talk to them for? They got nothing."
Earn your logo back.
Get your logo back.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you a crazy thing, right? So the Gators just end up getting a commit, Nugent from
American Heritage,
right? The cornerback. Yeah.
Listen,
I'm gonna tell you straight up. If I want to make that, I can make that real difficult for them, because that's my buddy. His daddy is my buddy. His daddy was my DJ in my wedding. I could make that really, really uncomfortable for him, because his daddy is a Hurricane fan. His daddy, like, man, he just, you know, they was recruiting him hard, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I could really say, "Hey, make a phone call and be like, listen, man, let's make him suffer."
We'll see your film. You know, he's 5'11", so he's a little on our shorter side. But if you go out there and hoop, they're going to be on him, man. We're doing work in American Heritage now. That's our little block right there. So yeah. Don't get excited. A lot of times these kids just be wanting to do that to show people, you know, they got a little clout out here. And on top of that, we ain't got to work that hard. Florida going to do most of the work for us. When they get out there and start losing games, the work will be done. There'll be a lot of work done. I seen best wide receiver, linebacker, and running back room in the nation. I said, "Here we go again. Y'all take all these best rooms and lose a lot of football. God bless."
Hey, how can it be the best in y'all 4-8? I've never heard that
before. I don't want the best room. If that's what the best room is.
Man, we got the best team. I don't care about no room, man.
Have that room. Room full of losers. Go ahead.
Yep.
Anyway.
Oh, none of that.
Enough of them. Like I said, bro, ain't even had no business walking up on me in the store, man. You know, it's bad, man. So I gave brother a little bit of my time, man. But anyway, schedule just dropped. Literally we're recording right now, a little after 7, about an hour ago. I know it was like some stuff up in the air about us possibly playing FSU game 1. That didn't shake out that way. How y'all would have felt about that? FSU right out the
I wanted game. I wanted the FSU game out the way. Like I say, I've been a Miami fan for a long time, and I remember the first game of the season being FSU at noon, electric, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That game basically determines who's going to the national championship, or you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. I think the ACC dropped the ball. Like you could have really brought that electricity back to start off.
I think they got to step their weight up. Like, they not gonna make that the game it should be. We might as well be in Stanford. But go ahead, D-Rob.
But this is where I'm like, yeah, they could have did a better job, because I wouldn't have. I mean, you got. That same weekend, you got the Orange Blossom Classic, FAMU and South Carolina State. Like, I would have played that game that day. I would have made that the week 0 game for those two teams. That wouldn't have been like, you had to have your best team in the ACC, who just came off a national championship run. I mean, we didn't win it, but a national championship, you know what I'm saying, run to the national championship. And they're not even playing their home stadium the first week. We got to go to Stanford. Like, I mean, it's a joke, man. Like, it's really a joke.
I'd rather play Stanford early in the year So yeah, you ain't got that weird West Coast time thing towards the end of the season. You done gotten the rhythm. So I'm cool with it. Like, I'm getting married on the 4th too. So thank God. Yeah, I rookie mistake. I really wasn't thinking. I said it. My birthday is September 6th. Her birthday is September 2nd. We've been going back and forth. And then I was just like, let's just do it dead in the middle. Not thinking about football at the time, like a jack. But it worked out at Stanford. If it had been Florida State, oh, man, I'd be like, oh, shit. What are we going to do?
Hey, but you know what? How about them gifts, though? Because you got a birthday, an anniversary, and your birthday. Boy, it's a whole lot of money finna be getting spent, boy, through the
Yeah, baby, this your birthday and your anniversary.
Come on, Mark. There you go, Mark. Come on.
No. Hey.
That's what we like to call the 3-in-1. We do it all together. Oh, yeah. Nah, her birthday, my birthday, and it's football season, D-Rock. So her birthday gift is a football game. Yeah, we all win. We go to the Notre Dame game. That's how we went to the Notre Dame game.
See, where I think ACC dropped the ball was we should have got our home game, and to me, they should have had us play Virginia Tech. James Franklin is coaching Virginia Tech. They're playing VMI, and I'm like, we scheduled that game. You could move that game later. You could have had Virginia Tech at Miami, a night game, James Franklin. That game would have got ratings.
Yeah. That's a little juice. I agree with that one, yeah. Because at least you got the excitement of a new coach. That's something – we know what Florida State going to bring. It's going to stink again. Newsflash. Again, we wouldn't be talking about these particular guys, but they are on the schedule. They did. We are playing them October 17th.
17th. That's my birthday is on the 13th. So another big challenge to beat them boys again. I mean, we gotta start. I think we gotta take a lot of these cupcakes off our schedule, man. Like,
yeah, I know they weakening the schedule.
But see, my birthday October 20th, so it's like it seems like it's been close to Florida State all these years. So it's like I'm good with it. But it's like next year, I think what they say next year they go into a 10 game. I think they go into a 10 game, so you have to have 10 power games and then two like the non-conference cupcake games.
Next year we start off in Vegas though, right? Next year we start off in Vegas.
27
Utah.
We play Utah.
Utah in the non-conference games, so that's our 10, so we'll be good.
Yeah, so I'm already planning that trip.
I think I might have to work something out.
You see, I got it good, man. The old lady is all Canes. Ever since I brought her in the team, she watches. She's passionate. She's the biggest Malachi Toney fan on the planet. She loved Tim, bro. I'm going to get her a 10 jersey. She don't know yet. She loved Tim, man. That's her guy. I'm kind of worried he might go to 1, though, so I want to wait.
I think he's going to stay at 10.
He's going to stick with 10?
Yeah, I think he's going to stick with 10.
And then Mensa was 10, so I thought them boys might –
Yeah, now 10 being his number since he's in Little League, man. So
I thought he wore 1 at Heritage at one point. I'm tripping.
And he wore 1, I think, that his senior year. That was it. Yep, he didn't wear 1. I don't think he wore that other year. It don't make if I was him, like people are like, oh, you should wear 1. Why? Just because it's the number 1. Like the Hurricanes are never it's so many people wore that number 1 jersey. Put another jersey on, which he got number 10. Let that be your legacy. It ain't too many Hurricanes that have wore that number where it's like, oh man, yeah, number 10. Who, like, you can't think of nobody that wore number 10 that was, you know what I'm saying, like on his level right now. So he can make a name for himself in that jersey, you know what I'm saying, and keep it like that. Because when I think of 1, I think, oh man, yeah, obviously Cam Ward. Then we got Roscoe Parrish. Then you got Mark Walton. Then you got Daryl Jones. I mean, you got so many people at, Hankerson. You know what I'm saying? Alan Hearns. Like, so many people have worn that number. Yeah, Danielle Ferguson. Like, it's so many people wore that number 1. It's like, that's just for, you know, whatever. Like, it's just certain numbers.
I only was curious because of Mensa. Only because Mensa coming. Something's coming. We'll get into that a little bit. I'm going to run through the actual schedule real quick. At Stanford, then versus FAMU. So September 4th, Stanford. September 10th. FAMU at home, September 18th, will be at Wake Forest, September 26th, Central Michigan. October 3rd, Clemson, at Clemson. At home versus Leon County on the 11th. Then we have Pitt at home on the 24th. We got North Carolina on the road on Halloween. Notre Dame, November 7th, and bumfuck Indiana, wherever it is. How do we forget where they at? I know it's Indiana. Duke at home on the 14th. Our new arch rivals. Virginia Tech at home on November 20th, and Boston College at home on the 28th to wrap up the schedule. Oof, man. Brutal schedule. Brutal schedule. I say brutal because it's going to be hard to get some TV numbers with this shit. this is a Notre Dame-ass schedule right here. Aiden, last year, a lot of juice on that schedule. This year, we bringing all the juice, man. We're bringing all the juice to the schedule for next year. Anything interesting pop out to y'all? Just
The most interesting thing is our last game of the year is finally at home. We ain't got to go on the road no more. Because we always been the away game the last game of the season, and that's been one of the games we fall. You know what I'm saying? Like, this year, man, we was able to blow the team out on the road, but you know, it's outside of that, yeah, it's weird because they're giving us a whole bunch of Friday games, and then we got a Thursday night game. Yeah, I'm just ready to leave the ACC. I don't even want to care about the ACC anymore. That's just dumb how they scheduled it.
I didn't even care. I was looking when I was going through the days. I was like, wait a minute. How come this one only 6 days after this one, and then this one? 8 days after this one.
Our first three games aren't on a Saturday. It's Friday, Stanford, Thursday, fam, and then you're going to send us to goofy-ass Wake Forest on a Friday night. Like, come on, man. Like, they try to give us a double.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. You know, more ACC blues.
The only problem that I have with the schedule, like you said, like we got the first three games is like Thursday and Friday, right? But I do like that we have the bye week after Clemson. You know what I'm saying? Could beat them, get back, get home, get that week off. Then we got Florida State, smash them. And then, like, we end the season with three straight home games. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to deal with no cold weather. We ain't got to deal with nothing. Granted, we got Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But after that, you back home for the final three games. So I think that they looked at our schedule last year and was like, yeah, we got to switch this up. Like, because last year, our final three games were all on the road. You know what I'm saying? So, and then we didn't get that double bye week. I think we were one of the few teams that didn't get a double bye week, maybe because we don't have a week zero game or whatever. But
it's the calendar. Yeah, man. Like, the way the calendar is set up last year, it allowed every team to get two bye weeks. But just how the calendar is set up, like, only if you got a week zero game, they gave you an early bye, but really no one's got those two byes anymore.
Yeah. Most worrisome game, I think it's got to be, so far, looking at the schedule, for me, I'm going to go, it's close. It's close because both of those teams are going to be at home, and I know just the home environment is tough. I'm going to go Notre Dame because they still salty, as y'all can see. Like, that's a fan base that, man, they don't let go. Those are pit bulls, boy. They don't choke us latch on. So, they're going to be amped up for that game. It'll be a little late in the season. So, it's our last road game. Be a little more beat up, obviously, everybody is. And just the nature of the opponent. That would be, to me right now, the most worrisome game. What you got, X?
I'm with you. That's going to be our toughest game of the season. You know, as much as we could talk about each other, if Notre Dame and Miami talk, it's going to be our toughest game of the season because just looking at our schedule, everybody, we are way more talented than everybody else on the schedule. That's including Clemson. But that one, and I guess we got Vitek at home, right?
Yeah, Vitek is at home. Yep.
Okay, yeah, I won't even. I'm not even going to include that one. Then I guess, one.
I think Clemson was the only other one I was thinking about. What you think, D-Rob?
I'm gonna say Notre Dame and Duke, and I'm gonna tell you why. I think Notre Dame, obviously, because it's on the road. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, but that's gonna be a game where, boy, we got to be mistake free because them people gonna throw any flag they can, or they gonna do whatever they got to do. And I'm gonna say Duke. I'm gonna say this. I think Manny gonna get them. I think he gonna get them up to play us, man. I think he really gonna get them up to play us. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm not saying he's going to win because I think Mensa gonna do his thing once we get him in the fold. But yeah, I think Duke gonna. I think that's gonna be a tougher. At first, I think it's gonna be like tougher than we expect, and then we gonna do whatever. I don't think Clemson, man, because you break it in a new quarterback, you break it in a new running back. You lost what three of your defensive starters with Peter Woods and TJ Parker or whatever. You lost your middle linebacker. You lost your best cornerback in Avion Terrell. He's going to the draft. Then the linebacker who you got, huh?
Sammy Brown left.
No, he's still there. But the other linebacker who they got from Cal, Luke Farrelly, who was supposed to be in the starting lineup, remember, he left him with the Ole Miss. He went to Ole Miss. So that's why Dabo really hot. You know what I'm saying? You know, you keep some good white linebackers, and now he done lost them. So I don't think they're going to be. And then, like I said, you're bringing in a new offensive coordinator. Well, not even old, because he's their old offensive coordinator who left. And that's when they hired they hired the Brandon Streeter guy, and then they fired him, and then they hired Garrett Riley, then they just fired him. So I don't, you know. I'm not as worried, huh?
There's some disarray for sure. I agree. I think this ain't the program we've known, but I still think it's a real tough home environment. That's really the only reason why. And they still gonna have a level of talent.
It's just tough to play in Clemson.
Death Valley. And then, you know, they probably gonna wanna make that a night game.
Yeah, night game. Extra. It's just gonna be tough, but we gonna win.
Talent, yeah, I'm not worried about. Talent wise, yeah, I agree.
The Duke game you say is interesting because I remember when we played them a year ago, Manny got those boys fired up in the first half, and then second half, like, the boys couldn't play.
I don't think Duke was going to be as talented. What you got, Ma?
Wake Forest. At Wake Forest, third game of the season. That's the one. That's the one that we going to be down 14-0 early, and then we have to fight our way out of it. Wake Forest won 9 games last year. That is a goofy game to have.
Man, let me tell you something. You could be right. I like the tape. If we struggle against Wake Forest, they going to jump out the window, Ma. It's going to be hell. They're going to fall right apart. Five Mario. I can see it now, boy. Dawson, they really going to have on the ropes, boy.
But, again, I'm so confident in Coach Heidemann, man, that I don't think teams will ever jump out on us 14-0 again. Like, I just don't see
it. Louisville did, and that was really it, right?
Yeah, Louisville, the only team that did it.
Friday night.
Yeah. But, hey, I like it. It's early. It's early. Good point. 9-game team. They stole my car from us.
That's a Friday night game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those nights where you be like, man.
Good point. Good point. Now Carr going to give him the playbook. I don't think he know the playbook. But, he there. He might do something. Maybe they get him on kick return or something. That'd be the funny shit. Like, I'm just telling you right now, don't expect to see a lot of Nye Carr at Wake Forest. He had the edge over these other guys and didn't take advantage. You know, he was there before. You know, he was highly touted. He came out, showed some flash, and never didn't take the reins. And one thing going to keep happening, we'll get into it a little bit as we get into some of the transfers, is Mario going to continue to bring in talent. Go to war. Go fight. And being older or younger, not going to be the decision maker. You know, Malachi Toney was the youngest guy. Youngest of everybody, not just newest to the team, literally the youngest. And he beat out Ray Ray. And they brought in Tony Johnson. He beat out Tony Johnson. So it's a meritocracy. It's not going to be based on the year you're in. It's going to be based on what you show them in practice and your ability and then what you do when your opportunities come about. So,
yeah, nothing's going to be handed to them. Like, they got to win it. And it's just like having a band, like that instrument, you always got to – you can get challenged anytime. Like, they can come for your spot. It's not, I'm a senior, I'm supposed to start. That's how it used to be. And that's right. The frustrating part. We like, we want to see the young boy. We want to see the best players play. And yep. And that's got to be the culture. Like, there's no entitlement. There's no you supposed to start.
Yeah. No. And I think that showed in some of, you know, the retention and, you know, maybe some of the people that did leave. So, you know, again, that's early look. Y'all want to throw a record out real quick before we get out of the schedule?
Man,
it's early. Let's have a little fun. A little early, hey.
I'm gonna rock with 12-0.
I knew you were gonna do that, Ed. I knew you were gonna get on 12-0. That's why I did. Right. That's why. Hey,
get on 12-0, okay. Baby. All right, so check it out. So I'm gonna go over the schedule. So we got Stanford 1-0, FAMU 2-0, Wake Forest 3-0. We got Central Michigan 4-0, Clemson 5-0, Florida State 6-0, Pitt 7-0, North Carolina 8-0, Notre Dame. I'm gonna say 8-1. I know we can beat them. I just think it's gonna be one of them. Hey, the refs trying to fuck us type deal. Right. Then we got Duke 9-1, Virginia Tech 10-1, and then Boston College 11-1. We off to the ACC championship game.
Okay. All right. Maul, what you got?
I got the same thing as D-Rob. I think some foolishness going to happen in that Notre Dame game. And I think once we get past that tough Wake Forest game, it'll be downhill. Rest of the ACC schedule. But I think we're going undefeated in the ACC. I think that's going to be really the monster
key. Yeah, for sure.
We got to go undefeated in the ACC. Like, we can't take no week off. Can't take for granted. So I got 11-1 as well.
I'm gonna go with X. I got I tell you, I don't think you're gonna see a lot of undefeated teams anymore. However, I think it'll be our turn to pop out and be 12-0. And I think it'll damn near be important because unless, you know, a Clemson turns things around or a Pitt has like another good year like they did last year, which very, very doable. You know, they're bringing back a young quarterback with a lot of reps, snaps. He's a pretty good quarterback himself.
The schedule right now is year.
Right, the schedule pretty soft on paper right now.
Yeah.
So, but I still don't disagree with y'all with the Notre Dame game. So it still will work out if that's the only loss.
Hey, so one more thing, right? Because I want to say something, like, because I know, Maul, you stuck on this Wake Forest thing, right? And I don't think it's going to be that tough. And the reason why I say that is because the quarterback situation. They're bringing in Gio Lopez, who is North Carolina's quarterback, whose best game was 12 for 15 for 200 yards and two touchdowns against Syracuse. That terrible-ass Syracuse team. Then they lost their best wide receiver to Florida, Micah Mays. They lost their best wide receiver. And their running back, what's the guy, Claiborne, that number one, that guy who, when we played them, ran the kickback on us and was balling out, he's gone. So they might be a solid team, but I don't think it's gonna be that bad again. I don't think it's gonna be hard for us at all, brother.
We're gonna see.
And while we say Friday night lights, ACC championship game's gonna be at noon next year.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I know exactly that about that.
That's the Charlotte, you know.
What is we? Man,
1 p.m. in Charlotte. I don't know why they want to go early. Really get that either. I like nighttime vibes, but
I like they moved it to Saturday. I think that's more convenient for a lot of people because, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got to travel early in the week to try to get there. You know what I'm saying? I think that for some people who just probably gonna do like a day trip or even, like, you know what I'm saying, like a turning burn.
It's always on Saturdays though, but
yeah,
it's Saturday night. No, I thought it was Friday.
It was always on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
It's always been Saturday, but it was going head to head with the Big Ten championship game, and when they said
dogs in the fight right now,
ain't nobody watched that game. The ratings were so bad.
That makes sense business wise. All right, real quick before we jump out of schedule, all right, we gonna win a spot in that title game. Early prediction. Who you think get? Who we playing? Who you think we play in that game?
We don't play SMU this year, right?
No, we don't play SMU this year.
I think it'd be like Miami versus SMU.
Okay.
I think Lashley does a good job, man. it'll be one of those like SMU, Louisville, but yeah, I think it'll probably most likely be SMU.
Okay. Who you got, D-Rock?
I'm gonna go different. I'm gonna go Virginia. I'm gonna say Virginia, and I'm gonna and this is why. They at quarterback, they got another quarterback, right? Who'll probably be decent for them, for Eli Holstein. I think he'll be okay for them. Mm-hmm. I think Tony Elliott actually has them playing like really good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they also got the Missouri quarterback, Bo Prabula or whatever, who was actually pretty good for Missouri until he got hurt. I think that what he's doing at Virginia, I think is commendable, and it's actually, you know, really good. So I think that I don't think it's gonna be nobody who we play during the regular season.
Miami, D-Rob, just to add to your point.
Yeah, they don't play Clemson or Miami, and then they do play Florida, but that ain't even no threat no more. Florida State ain't a threat no more. So I would say probably Virginia. Virginia, if not Virginia, then I would say yeah, probably SMU. But I think we'll see Virginia again.
No doubt. Maul, you got one?
I'm gonna go NC State. I'm gonna go. They got Bailey. They're giving them a lot of pieces, and they don't play, I think, Miami, Clemson, or Virginia Tech. So a lot of times I look at the teams who got that light schedule that could just win all them close games, and you know they got a pretty good coach there. So that's my little dark horse team that we might be able to see there. Then they can hype up that game too with the Florida kids.
No doubt. I'm gonna go different. I was thinking. What'd you just say, D-Rod? Damn, shit slipped. Just
I said Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia was my original pick too. Kind of for all the same reason. I think Tony Elliott doing a good job over there. I'm gonna go Georgia Tech. I like Brent Key a lot. He's a coach. I think he's doing a good job over there. I think, you know, we kind of question him at quarterback. I think we've seen this before, and it just works out a little better than you think it is. They don't have a particularly hard ACC schedule either right now, and they've been doing a pretty good job just putting together a good team that's well coached. So to go against Virginia was my original pick, but just to throw another one out there, I'm gonna go Georgia Tech. Excuse me. They got a couple of tricky games, but then the ACC. Not so bad because they do got Colorado. Is that at home or away? I think that's at it's a Thursday.
That should
night.
Be home. I think that was at home. I think that was at home. I think the last time they played, they were away. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got Tennessee at home. And then of course, obviously they wrap up with Georgia at Georgia this year. But hell, that was a good game last year. So I'm gonna go Georgia Tech. Anyways. All right, let's look over into the portal, man. Let's start with the big dog in the portal. We hearing good things. I don't know. I guess the buzz in general is this is just a matter of time. X, you probably got one of the better reads on the situation, the Memphis situation.
It's basically a matter of, I guess, when Memphis want to pay the money back. I guess I don't even know why Duke made it a big thing.
He been paid some money? Is there a lump sum that needs to be
the money he got from the new deal? But I know he's been paid from the old deal. The new deal, I guess, they saying that he did get paid or something like that, but I don't know if that's true. But even if it's true, okay, he could just pay that money back.
Yeah, how much and what
they basically want the money back. The school itself really don't care. It's not so much the school that's trying to keep them from transferring. It's the fans that don't want to transfer. The school just was like, can we get our money? You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't make us fools because we already had this deal.
Yeah, you got to give them money. I think they problem is they trying to say this is irreparable damage, right? Because they losing them. But the problem with that case is, how is it irreparable when you get your money back? You get your money back. So where's the damage? I get it. If he walks with your money, it's like.
But even if he walks with your money, he's a student amateur athlete. They are not obligated to abide by those contracts. If so, then he becomes a professional athlete. And guess what? Now the schools got to start unionizing. And right. It's going to be a bunch of stuff that they don't want to come out in court. That's why you see the NCAA is not paying attention to it. They like, man.
Hell no. Because they don't want nobody tapping their pockets.
Exactly.
NCAA don't want nobody tapping their pockets.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. That's why I kept telling, I'm trying to tell fans, like, listen, these people are not obligated by these contracts because they student athletes. At the end of the day, they amateurs. Only professionals are obligated by these contracts.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's like literally if Duke wins, they mess up the whole machine. Like, the whole machine is messed up, and that's why, like, people are kind of – you notice, people aren't really too loud about it outside of the Duke fans. But it's like and it could have these refs here that they're trying to make these players – like trying to make it this binding deal, but it's like you can't do that. And it's like, to me, if the portal's open, all deals should be able to be renegotiated, because I signed a rev share deal 13 months ago, but the portal's open and maybe I want a new deal or maybe this. You can't bind players to, I signed this paper, so I can't leave your school. No, I can leave your school. If I owe you money, fine. You give me the chance to pay, but you can't have it both ways. You can't make a kid not transfer if the school is willing to pay the money. But problem is, these conferences and these certain schools are trying to find it as a way to trap kids. Well, if you sign this, you're stuck here. And that's not how it should be.
And what's hurting them a lot too is it becomes pay for play, but they don't want to put it in that terminology. It's pay for play. So basically making the kid pay for play. But then if they go and put that in court, Duke gonna say, oh no, we didn't pay for play. Well, how you didn't pay for playing when you trying to make him abide by a contract? He's an amateur. That's pay for play, right? But again, like I say, we spoke about that yesterday on In the Space, man. And I broke it down. And I had a dude who's in, he does the NIL stuff. He broke it down. And I'm like, I don't know where Duke got all this confidence that they was going to just keep a guy from transferring school. I guess, you know, they say Duke is supposed to be a smart school and they got all these so-called big-time lawyers. I'm like, they ain't got – I mean, everybody got lawyers. You
know? Miami's a smart school too.
Everybody got lawyers, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? I told them what's going to happen. Like, man, listen, they'll – Mensa will pay that money back and he going to be a king. That's all y'all want
to
do. Yeah. Okay, we get y'all your money back, so –
And if you see Duke, they already signed a quarterback too out the portal, because they know.
Yeah, yesterday they signed the San Jose State quarterback. So yeah, they gonna make a dent. So I don't know if y'all probably wasn't paying attention, but I got sent this in another chat. It says from this is coming from Blue Devil Nation. The account, it got like 40,000. It's somebody who covers like Duke basketball. I guess you got a podcast and all that. He put a deal was reached with DM, obviously Darren Minson, and he put see ya. This is at 7 o'clock. Now, mind you, it ain't been out, like, it's not Pete them or nobody of them have reported this. This is just from one of their, because I had to check the page before I even said something about this, but it's verified. It got like 40,000 followers, over almost 40,000 followers. And it's somebody who covers like Duke basketball, and he says that a deal was reached with DMC. So yeah, hopefully something's probably gonna come up very shortly.
Yeah, I got the information earlier. You know, around like 4 o'clock. They just trying to figure out exactly the right amount that's gonna be paid, but it's done. And that's why I was like, yeah, man, you should probably expect to hear something today, no later than tomorrow, about Mensa. And one of y'all going to have to correct me. I don't know the proper name of this wide receiver. I'm not even finna try.
Oh, Cooper Barkey.
Bartaki?
Yeah, Cooper.
Yeah.
Barkey, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll probably get some news about him and Mensa either tonight or tomorrow. But, yeah, it's done deal, man. You know, we can – Kane fans, y'all can breathe easy. You can talk your talk, cause I guess what the term is, everybody be like, oh, well, now I can start telling. Now I start telling the truth.
Yeah, well, we ain't lying. We ain't doing no lying. Yeah, hey, the lie is over. Yeah, hey, the lie is over. We speaking straight facts now.
Yeah. And, you know, Memphis is exciting because this ain't Beck, which a lot of us were, you know, skeptical on. There's going to be a lot more Cam Ward-ish as far as his ability. His throwing ability, you know, even his mobility in general. We're going to get to go back a little closer to that type.
Man,
QB, so it's going to be that much more fun.
Listen, y'all remember I wanted this guy last year, man.
I remember you was talking about some. Yeah, you wanted to stay after go after Mensah. You know what I'm saying? But we know that we know Manny them, you know what I'm saying, tampered with him and you know what I'm saying, got him to jump in the portal and you know, break his, you know, whatever he, agreement he had with Tulane. So that's how they got him. So you know.
Paid him big bread. $4 million. I mean,
But no, my bad. No, 2 years, $8 million. Have you want? You know what I'm saying? Not just four. Right. They gave him a 2 year deal. You know.
So here's the breakdown, right? Because I know when the news came out, they were like, "Mensah gonna get $10 million, or Miami will end up having to pay $10 million or something like that, right?" So here's the breakdown with that. Mensah will pay back Duke the $4 million. Miami will probably most likely end up giving Mensah $6 million. That's where the $10 million comes in.
Right.
Yeah. Which mean it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
For taking the chance. You know what I'm
bro,
saying?
Bro, the market's gonna keep going too. Like, get used to it. It's gonna be a QB making $8 million in like a year or two. Like, for sure. What's my man out of Oregon? I'm sure he'll touch $6 million this year. Dante Moore. So he'll be right at that $6 million mark. And
Devin is at what, 6.5?
Yeah, it's gonna keep going. That's just the nature of
you don't realize that rev share money, like all these schools gotta spend that 21, 22, whatever that number is. The $4 million Miami's gonna end up paying Duke is that $4 million. Cool. Y'all wanna take $4 million of our rev share money? Fine. We're gonna pay it to a quarterback anyways. We just paid it back. So there you go, same four.
And we made an additional $32 million. From playing all as deep as we did. So, you know, hey, winning pays. It costs, but it pays as well. So, other portal news for us since we last got with you guys. We lost.
Man, we end up getting the Klein kid, which is the kid we were recruiting out of high school. I didn't notice that until somebody mentioned it yesterday. Remember him? We was recruiting him, and he ended up committing to Central Florida at first.
Yeah.
Decline cleared. And I think we was recruiting him as a center too, right? Yeah, we was recruiting him as a center or like a guard. So he's the one who committed to us yesterday from East Tennessee State. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Because we was recruiting him out of high school. So it was a possibility, man. He could step up at a center spot, which is going to be a battle. You know, Ryan Rodriguez and SJ. And then he coming
up. Klein not officially in, right? He just gave us a verbal.
Yeah, well, he's in.
Yeah, he's in.
I just him on the list on the class. Yeah. That's why when y'all brought it up, I didn't even catch it. I didn't even catch that particular one. If you go look at it, like on 247, he not listed right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but
that's why I asked. And then you got Jamal Mayweather,
the offensive tackle.
That's a big kid out of Georgia, played tackle, thinking he could play tackle or guard for us next year. Not right. necessarily even starting, but definitely right. bringing the body in. He going to play tackle, you think?
Yeah, he's most likely going to be the right tackle for this year.
And then what, Cantwell?
So with Cantwell?
Cantwell moved to the left. Move to guard. Basically, they want him on the left-hand side.
Gotcha.
But you know they'll rotate. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
Everybody cross trains. Another man, he is a big kid too. Like Mayweather, you looking at not you know you're not gonna get 6'9" every year, right? Like that's just a rare find.
6'7" ain't too far.
yeah, I'm about to say, but yeah, he's supposed to be a legit 6'6", 6'7" type guy. A lot of snaps in the mighty SEC who. Had the most teams in the playoffs and got sent home. You know, they still get the body types, though. I'll give them that. They're still doing that. It's just welcome to NIL there. That talent going to spread now. You know, Georgia going to still be good. They're just not going to be four deep. They're going to be too deep like the hell everybody else is, like it should be. You know, it wasn't cool when Miami was doing it. When we was four deep, everybody hated it. They cut the scholarship number. No, you can't have that many players on scholarship. You know, a lot of people forget about that. That's another Miami rule that don't get talked about. They talk about celebrating and whatnot.
Those
scholarship cuts came because Miami was stacking too much talent, bro, and they couldn't stand that shit. Guys that could be starting at, you know, Nebraska.
Yeah,
like, nah, I won't be a Kane, bro. I'd rather ride the pine and Coral Gables than to go start out there in the cornfields. You know what I mean? So, welcome to the new era. Another addition. I like this kid. I think he's going to excel in our system. Keanu Davis. Big kid. Another big kid. Out of Nebraska.
About 6'5", 280.
Yeah, man. Big kid originally from Tucson. He played, you know, coming out last year. He's actually, I think what they got him, yeah. He's in the portal. He's actually number 9 D-line, 4-star, 92 rated kid. So for y'all that's like not necessarily familiar with names, not names circling around a lot, this is a highly rated guy. And he's a hard body type to replicate. You're not going to find a lot of 6'6", 270-pound kids that, you know, probably have the potential to even put on another 10 pounds and get to that 275, 285 range. And he was kind of playing with Nebraska a little bit more like an edge. With us, he's going to have the ability to kick inside and just really get upfield and come in and challenge. You know, that D-tackle room is exactly what we need. You know, you hear about Stansel coming in and being a challenging young fella. But – you know, Moten obviously is going to be an anchor point there. And Scott has grown. Justin Scott has grown. But he's going to have to take it another level, right? It's going to be his junior year. So this is why you bring in these guys to for not only for injuries. And you want to rotate the big boys in the middle anyway. They rotate the most. But also to, you know, steel sharp and steel, right? So you want to keep these guys pushing and going. So excellent pickup. Then let's see, who else did we ask since the last time? Did we talk about Damian Wilson?
No, missed
him. Yeah, we had just missed him at that time. Damian Wilson, I always want to call him Damian. Damian Wilson. I mean, what can you say? First rounder, coming back to Florida out of Venice, same school as Ashari Charles. I bet Venice. Actually, that's why I proposed that over there in Venice, man. Shark tooth capital of the world. You can go out there and get your little net and scoop up a bunch of shark teeth. We went out there and scooped up some more talent, man. Probably, I don't know if there's a better defensive end in the portal. I don't believe so.
Nope. I don't
think you could have done much better.
I mean, they rated other guys better than him, but I don't think they better. The guy who ended up going to LSU, I don't know what they I don't know why they rated him that high.
Prince, yeah.
Prince, one of them human.
The other brother, Prince
Prince will, Prince won't. Prince the goat.
Wilson is that guy. And then, you know, it was smart of him to come play with Jason Taylor, you know. Jason Taylor, baby. Guys in the first round, possibly. He got that D-line humming, man. And it's crazy because Reuben Bain, I guess he was on, I don't know if it was whatever channel he was on today, he was telling the dude, like, man, he think the D-line is going to be a whole lot better than it was this year.
This year.
That's possible, boy. I don't know.
Hey, Canes fans, I know it's hard to believe we had the best pass rusher in the nation last year. Believe it. It's true. That's one reason, like, Damian Wilson left Georgia because their scheme doesn't really allow a guy like him to cut loose. So these kids, pay attention, kids. They'll go because they're good. They're good sound, run-stopping guys like that. You know, you want to have some fun getting the backfield, get after that quarterback. Come on to Miami, man. Best pass rush in the nation. It ain't Alabama. It ain't Clemson. It's Miami right now. And we continue to add to that. So another You know, again, another first round guy, 9.5 sacks last season. So this is a guy that's going to be able to come in and probably contribute same exact numbers for us this year. You know, and probably sharpen up his skills a little bit. You know, one thing we had as well with our DNs, and while they'll probably both go first round, you know, even with Mesidor being a little older, I mean, you got to remember you can get him for the cheap, right? If you take him late first round. So, yeah, he's 24, 25, wherever he may be. But I'd rather pay him now on that rookie deal than when he get done with it for that second deal where, you know, he's at his physical prime and looking to cash in big time at that point. These guys are great run stoppers as well. So I think that's something else Damon will be able to come inside and get this tutelage from, you know, Damian Lewis and Jason Taylor to step his game up to the next level. Because I think he was a first rounder regardless. Without us, I think this raises the stock and just makes him a better player and give him another chance to play for, you know, get a chance to play for a Natty. We already showed we could do it once. You know, we just did it, and I think we're going to assemble the talent that's going to give us another shot next year in order to be able to do it again. So probably the jewel so far. Well, because we got to wait on Mensah. You know, the quarterback always going to be the jewel, but we got to wait for the ink to actually dry on that. But and did we – Jarquez Carter, did we talk – we did cover him, right?
Yeah, we covered him.
Yeah, we covered Carter. Okay, that's what I thought.
Talk much about him, but we did cover
him. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, yeah, we ain't getting dealt, but another big body guy. We was after him heavy. He went to Ohio State after we beat their ass. He was like, I shouldn't have never came out here to this bullshit.
Yeah, man, I should have stayed.
Yeah.
Back. You got something, D-Rock?
Yeah, I'm about to say we can't – I mean, we got to also, thank the staff for bringing Josh Moore back. He coming back this year. He resigned or whatever. That was big. I think that was big. You know, after the rumblings of him possibly leaving, you know, he stayed. And then, like, all the DBs Jordan are back. Jordan Lyles is another one. Like, I would have bet some that he was gone. You know what I'm saying? Likewise. But he stayed. And I'm surprised. You know what I'm saying? But I guess he, like, you know what? He going to stay and do what he do. I thought we was going to, I guess, either one of them running back, somebody. I thought somebody was going to come up out of there. But we kept all them, all the DBs, Damari Brown, Lucas, OJ. They haven't said anything about O'Connor. They didn't announce him. So, obviously, I think he's probably going to come back. But, I'm good. Hey,
what y'all think about competing, dude? Sorry I'm late, fellas. Meezy me checking in. But what y'all think about yeah, I'm late as shit. But what y'all think about all them running backs coming back?
That's a beautiful thing, man. That's what winning does. That's what winning does, right?
It's one football. That's what I was thinking about.
What you say now? Only one football?
One football. We got four running backs who they all could start D1 damn near. So what y'all thinking?
What I'm thinking is you don't get paid more money for more carries neither. Like, being in this room competing, like, you have the chance to be the guy. And it's like, if you don't need a tons of carries to get some tape and be drafted. So, you know, who knows how it'll go. But if you like your room, we all know we have a chance to get touches. That's better than going to a situation and they're just running you to the bones. That's how I feel. Like, you don't get paid more carries.
I look at it like this. When your number gets called, you better be prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care if you start the game. I don't care. You know, it's about finishing the game for me. You know what I'm saying? You got Flexer, who's a finisher. You got Marty Brown, who's a finisher. Pringle, he still has work to do with blocking, and we don't know if he's a finisher. We know Lyles could do it too. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, man, We are able to get depth, you know what I'm saying? And why are we being, you know, I don't even know why that question is asked. Why, you know, what we doing with all those running backs? Everybody else was doing it. Why we can't do it?
Right.
Yeah, you know,
see it as much this day in these days.
I was thinking about the Josh Jacobs and Alabama room when they had Jacobs, they had
about 100 backs, and you like, yeah, about that. And remember when Georgia had like three yeah. four quarterbacks? Like,
Kevin yeah, Ellis. I was just thinking about but, NIL and everything. I'm glad they came back. I'm glad all of them came back. I was just asking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt. That's a good question.
Because I think this is how it's gonna go, right? I think with your four, because I think Fletcher's at least guaranteed at least 18 carries a game, right? Then you can look at Marty Brown. You could pencil him in for at least 10. I would say like 12 touches, because like what he does receiving out of the backfield, he's a great receiver out of the backfield. He's a great pass blocker, so I can see him getting that. Between Lyle and Pringle, you can probably spot maybe 5 or 6 touches a game, depending, because Pringle can also be a return man, because he was a kick returner in high school too. So I could see them probably let him go on the kick return team, because you lost Marion, who was your primary kick returner. He's gone. So I could see them putting him there, and I could see Lyle working back in to get some carries. So I can see it work. You know what I'm saying?
Because so, Lyle was a starter going into the season.
Right. Yeah, I mean, good question, just because, like you said, NIL, egos. But again, my point to it is, that is a great question. I think that speaks to the culture, because you're right. It don't happen. It don't happen. Not for very capable running backs. So the fact that they're staying speaks to the culture they're building. Mark will be gone next year for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we've seen it, like you say, at Alabama, you really only need that 1 year. So if a Jordan Lyle can go out there, preserve himself, get in when his opportunities comes about, and then know next year, I'm probably right at the top of that depth chart. And we got a good O-line. We like to run the football. All I need is 1 year to really show out. That's it. And that gives you a chance to preserve your body, not take all the shots, all the hits, all the blocks. And, you know, then just have your show out year. So I'm shocked too. I thought Lyle was out of there for sure. But I like it. Same thing for Josh Moore, like you brought up earlier. I like it. That's what you got to do to really be who you want to be. He got every chance to start next year. There's no reason he can't start. He already got burned game one against Notre Dame, right? Oh, we brought in these guys. So we done brought in guys before that got passed up. We brought in, you know, like I said, last year was Tony Johnson. Tony Johnson didn't play the slot very much at all. It's not going to just be you're older. It's going to be, can you go do your thing out there?
And more have
we brought in Van Drevius. Okay, yeah. Well, is Van Drevius better than you? Did he play? If not, he play. So, again, I think it's a great culture they're building, where it ain't just, I'm going to just run because I want to play and I want some more, you know, I want some more
money. Yeah, I would have been disappointed with DeMore, because he had plays called for him.
He got every opportunity, yeah.
In a national championship game as a true freshman. So, what are you transferring for? I would have been disappointed with that one. But, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, we saw, you know, to your point, we saw it happen with Donta Simpson, who, yeah. You know, I definitely think that was part of a big money play, but nonetheless, you know, he gone and we replaced him. God bless him. Talk about a few more exits. One that I think this one hit fan base a little hard. I kind of saw it coming, and I think we'll be okay, but I get it too. Popo Aguirre, he's going to NC State. You know, he played a decent amount of snaps for us. I think he had like 45 tackles this year. So you are losing, you know, that linebacker with the experience there. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, because Torre coming back again.
And, no, I think the Popo, it wasn't, I don't know if it's because Torre, but it's Chase Smith. I think Chase Smith is coming back.
Chase Smith coming back again?
Yeah.
Why nobody talk about Chase? Everybody on Torre.
Chase had a lot of good stats for us this year.
No, yeah.
Nobody really thought about Chase. They thought he was gone. They thought
he's out of eligibility. Yeah. So I wouldn't just thought he was out of eligibility.
He'll be back. So I think that's why Popo wanted to be a Cane, man. But he like, I don't want to be in my senior year, you know what I'm saying? And then I got to share the, you know what I'm saying? Share
all the snaps like that.
Snaps and stuff with two other seniors, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
That's just rough. So
yeah, you know. Again, I never begrudge nobody. Going to NC State trying to be the new SMU, so watch out for them boys.
Yeah, it's the same shit, bro.
Yeah, they all teaming up over there. So JoJo,
And Popo brother's there too at NC State, right?
Yeah,
he committed to them and signed.
Yeah.
JoJo. I'm thinking Popo gonna be a junior next year, but he's gonna be a senior.
Yeah, he's played all his years. Man, so it's kind of understandable. Oh, God, it's kind of understandable why he's leaving. If he had two years left, I think he probably would have stayed. You know what I'm saying? But by him having a year left and then Mo Torre getting his waiver to come back, obviously we know that he's going to be the starter. So it's like, you know, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't know he had to fight Chase, but and then I, you know, again, it's a meritocracy. Let's see what Kellen Wiley does. Let's see if he's able to call out a spot too. You know, we saw him standing next to Popo, and it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he big.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big boy, man. You know, he learned that playbook.
And then you
say he don't get out there and play a lot of snaps.
Yeah, Bobby Pruitt, he's another one. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I get it.
We not doing bad at linebacker. Obviously, you did want to bring in somebody, but I'm cool. You know, once I got the Chase Smith news, I was like, because Chase came into himself last season. You know what I'm saying? He came into himself, and that was the first year where he was actually healthy. Like, Chase ain't been healthy since he touched campus. So,
right. That's why I thought he was out.
And we really only used two linebackers most of the time, too.
Nah, well, you talk about on the field, but we
rotate. On the field,
on the field, we used like two of them most of the time.
Yeah, on the field, you used two, but we rotate four. Remember, it was like, it was Popo, it was Toure, Wesley. Those were the guys.
Chase.
You know what I'm saying?
That was essentially your four. But, best of luck to bro. Another North Carolina Hurricane, JoJo Trader. This one, you know, JoJo, I think the best thing for everybody involved is for JoJo to go find him a new situation, period. I think he got the talent. I think playing with us, he got bumped down a little bit, you know, for a little early season injuries and some off field little, you know, shenanigans, nothing major. And I think he just started playing too tight. I think he just was afraid of his snaps getting taken. So when he go out there, he play a little tight. You know, like the ball that bounced out of his hand when he didn't really need to jump and it turned into a pick. I just think it's best for everybody. I think, he can go get a new look. I think he wants to be here as well. But sometimes it's just you got to look at the situation that's best for him. And he get to go back and play with his high school quarterback. I really wish him the best. And I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to bounce back at NC State and be a lot closer to the guy that, you know, who was it? Lamar Jackson was tweeting about him.
Yeah, we thought he was coming out of high school. And it's a good opportunity because, you know, for one, JoJo, he's a Cane, you know, but his thing was, even when he was given the opportunity, he was like, man, okay, they only throw me the ball once a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I want the ball thrown to me so I can make plays. You know what I'm saying? As a playmaker, you want the ball thrown to him, so he kind of felt a certain way about that, which I understand. But you know, like I said, he talked to him. His mental is where it needs to be. He just wants the opportunity to play football, man. That's it. You know, he don't care about nothing that everybody's screaming about. He just want to play football, and he got the opportunity to go and continue his career with a familiar guy who threw him the ball a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I think fresh start is good for everybody. I think this is going to be a win-win. Wish him the best. I really do believe he's going to excel. Then Jadeus Richard, guy who transferred into us, was playing, tore up his ACL, right?
Yeah.
Playing so great. Kinda,
yeah, he's playing good ball.
It was ACL.
It was against Duke. Yeah, and it was against Duke.
Yeah, it was live. Yeah, it was live.
Actually. When he caught that pick.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that might be his second time tearing it too.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Not the same one. I think it was the other one. But
two of them. Yeah.
And, what we say yesterday, D Rob. It's funny how most of our players are getting plucked by SEC schools.
SEC schools, yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
A joke. And in the ACC, what the hell the SEC want our players for then?
Again, we don't have to talk to them people. We ain't got to talk to them people, man. Don't you talk to them. Because they don't want to talk no ball. They don't want to tell the truth, man. They just want to tell jokes about us not winning the Natty when they won four games.
Larry, ain't that shit crazy, bro?
I'm not talking to him. When you hear the playback, man, you'll hear my story from earlier.
That's crazy.
You'll hear my story from earlier about talking to one of them, man.
Hold on. I didn't mean to cut you up, but out of what, the 18 transfers, only two went G5? No, three. You had Ray Ray Joseph and Emory to ECU, and then you just had Franco Nicovella. He went to Buffalo. That's it. Everybody else went Power Four, and good Power Four too.
Yeah, 247. Y'all gotta step y'all shit up. This list is old. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, the hell, Nico Frankville on here. I don't even see him on the list. So I'm glad you brought him up. I knew he entered, but I didn't hear anything about where he ended up landing at. Then you got Jedias is at Tennessee. So another SEC transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Kinsler is now going over to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Derek Klass is now going to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Washington, another fan favorite.
Missouri.
We really want to see Bobby out there because of his speed and everything. He was another one got nicked up. He is now going to Missouri.
Missouri.
And is that Malik
Bryant is at Missouri?
Malik Bryant, yes. Malik Bryant is also going to Missouri. That's a trade out, I guess. We take Damon Wilson, they get Malik Bryant.
Yeah, the linebacker coach we had out at Missouri too.
Derek Nicholson. I can't remember if it was Nicholson, whatever.
Call him Coach Slimeball, Coach.
Coach Slimeball.
I thought we already got them.
The nigga was cool, dog. And I'm telling you, once he left Miami, I hit him, congratulated him, man, and I instantly got blocked. He blocked my phone number. He ain't blocked me. Nigga blocked my phone number.
Get your black ass out of here.
I remember the players was fucking with him when he was there. Everybody was.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
For sure. Nature the beast, though. You got to go somewhere.
They got the other homie over there, Coach Sable. Sable is from, he's from down here. He went to Central, played there and stuff like that. He wasn't really.
Talking about Sabin Joseph?
Yeah. He wasn't really no Hurricane fan, so I never really expected him to be in Miami that long, but.
Yeah, he's Florida State guy, so.
Yeah, he used to be selling Miami out low key down there at Central. I remember that.
All right. So, essentially not a bad job so far. I guess a name or two could still be out there that we haven't heard about yet, but I think the retention is good, especially at positions of need. I think we've done a pretty good job all in all, man. You know,
great. If we didn't lose one starter, I guess if you want to include Popo to the start, but we didn't lose one starter.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, Popo is still competing, and you got to. It's college, right? So players gonna leave every year anyway. It's just what's got to happen. I think we've done a good job though, just keeping a lot of what we wanted, fighting, for the guys that we want to keep in the room. X was telling us a while back about more possibly, shaking the spot, but good job on them. You keep them in the fold. Pringle came about kind of suddenly, but definitely a guy we all want to keep. So
we really never lose no starters besides Horton last year. I remember the last legit starter we ever lost.
Yeah, tampering.
Kobe Young and Horton.
Kobe Young, Horton, right.
Yeah, real quick. I got a bell. But I didn't see Ty Simpson in none of these first rounds so far.
I forgot about that.
I have not seen him any.
That's a good point.
All these mocks I've seen so far, I've not seen Ty Simpson in the first round. The only quarterback I've been seeing is Mendoza.
It's Mendoza.
To Raiders, that's it.
Mendoza. Ty Simpson, I told you. I said, I don't know who's telling him first round, but that's not what I'm hearing.
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it.
I don't see how he was first round, man.
Because the draft is so bad, I can see where that could get inflated, and especially with Moore stepping back, who I don't think Moore's ready either. So that's what I think he's doing, honestly. I think he's just taking advantage of a weak class. I just don't think it's still going to be first round. I think maybe somebody will reach in the second.
The only other quarterback I think that could have, and I, he possibly could have went first round, was the kid from Ole Miss. I mean, I don't know why he's trying to come back. You can
Chambliss.
Yeah, you could be the first quarterback taken, because if he's in the draft, he's taken before Mendoza.
But, well, ain't he got to go to the draft?
Or is are his back? Measurements good? Because like people,
I think he's little. He tried
to get the waiver to come back. No, I mean, he's suing. He's suing the NCAA.
He's okay, because he was denied already, I think.
Yeah.
And Diego Pavia measured in at under 5'10".
5'9".
5'9", some change.
Got their Mexican Manziel.
Oh, why are you fooling her? Mexican man.
Hey, because you know what? He reminds me of him so much in his game. Yeah, perfect comp, man.
Comp, bro. Perfect comp, man. With that, man, let's get up out of here. That was a great. Get up out, man. Hey, y'all be good. We'll be back. Luke, chill out, man. Peace.
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 What is this?
It's 26 degrees.